With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The war in Gaza, the subject of a visit today by Secretary of State Blinken in Jordan.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken walked into a bustling hall in Amman as he prepared to join a meeting of Arab foreign ministers. The Jordanian and Egyptian foreign ministers urged an immediate ceasefire to stop the growing death toll in Gaza. Blinken, however, took the position that that would be counterproductive, saying,
"Ceasefire now. Would simply leave Hamas in place, able to regroup and repeat what it did on October 7th.
Blinken made clear the furthest he would go was supporting a humanitarian pause. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, a strong magnitude 5.6 earthquake shook northwestern Nepal. At least 128 people reported dead, dozens more injured. Rescuers are searching mountain villages, but they expect the death toll to rise. They say communication was cut off with many of those villages. Earlier today, Florida was at the center of the GOP fight for the White House.
At the Republican Florida Freedom Summit in Orlando, former President Trump is working to expand his support and bury the presidential aspirations of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. DeSantis has been struggling in the polls, as Trump had predicted even before DeSantis had announced his candidacy.
Ron DeSanctimonious at 10%.
Trump has picked up endorsements from Florida Senator Rick Scott and state lawmaker Randy Fine, who had been a longtime DeSantis ally. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Supreme Court scheduled to take up whether a ban on gun attachments that allow semi-automatic weapons to fire rapidly like machine guns violates federal law. Arguments are expected next year over a gun bump stock regulation the Justice Department implemented after the 2017 Las Vegas mass shooting. SRN News. The Satanic Temple takes another hit.
A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit filed by the group to block Indiana's new pro-life law that places a near total ban on abortion. Members of the Satanic Temple argue that the law violates their religious freedom because they consider abortion to be a sacrament. This legal tactic also failed in Texas, where a judge kicked the Satanists' case out back in July. The temple is deeply invested in abortion, recently opening a clinic in New Mexico. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
And while abortion is still legal and widely available in Russia, some private clinics have started to drop it from services they provide. The health ministry's mandated talking points for doctors, designed to discourage women from killing their babies. An increasing percentage of abortions in Russia are being carried out with drugs, and a lot of other European countries taking a look as well. This is SRN News. An Arkansas man arrested after allegedly trying to crash through the exit gates of a South Carolina nuclear plant.
The Oconee County Sheriff's Office says Doyle Wayne Wisenhunt, taken into custody at an abandoned home in Pickens County, South Carolina. The 66-year-old Wisenhunt has now been charged with one count each of attempted murder, malicious injury to personal property, and unlawful entry into an enclosed place related to the incident at the Oconee Nuclear Station. Jason Walker reporting.
Kimberly Mata Rubio's 10-year-old daughter was one of the 19 children and two teachers killed in last year's mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Now, Mata Rubio is getting her start in politics at the local level by running to become the city's first ever female mayor. Her opponents include a former mayor and an elementary school teacher. The election set for Tuesday. More details at srnnews.com.